Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, we're talking about twins and, well, multiple pregnancies and making babies this afternoon. Professor Shane Higgins, consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist at the National Maternity Hospital, is with me in studio. Shane, thanks for joining us as always. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number for your questions and queries for Shane today. What qualifies as multiple pregnancies, first of all?
Oh, twins, triplets, quads, anything higher than that. Anything more than a singleton is a multiple.
Yeah, it's regarded as a multiple. And how common is it?
Well, we had 114 multiple pregnancy births, and I use that term births, in 2025, which accounted for about 1.6% of all the births in the hospital. Now, the vast majority of those were twins. We had 7 sets of triplets, and we had 1 set of quads in the course of 2025.
And is that up in previous years or what's
the... No, actually looking back at the 5 years data, it's up and down over those years. Some years you'll have a slightly higher, some slightly lower, but it's in and around the 1.5%.
Is there any person in particular who has an increased chance of having a multiple pregnancy?
Well, it used to be the case that patients who were undergoing IVF treatment were often at greater, not risk, but a greater likelihood to have a multiple pregnancy because... On occasion, the provider, that healthcare provider, would insert 2 or 3 embryos in the hope that one would take it. Often they ended up with multiple pregnancies, but that's about it.
That's, yeah. But you often hear people talk about, you know, oh, it's in the family, like she's pregnant with twins, it's you know, her mother's mother, or like...
No.
So there isn't a genetic...
Not really. No, no, there are different types of twins, but there's no kind of genetic predisposition to it. Nothing proven.
So why... Do twins occur then?
Well, there's different ways in which twins can occur. And when we describe twins, when we're talking as if we were at an MDT and we were talking about twins, we refer to them in terms of their chorionicity. So what we're talking about is, has the twins come from one egg that has split early and you're going down the road of identical twins, or has it come from 2 eggs or 3 eggs that have been released and fertilized simultaneously? And that's where you get sort of non-identical twinning or triplets. So it depends on whether it's one egg that splits or several eggs that just take and implant at the same time.
Does your maternal age affect the likelihood of conceiving twins?
No, but I mean, again, going down the road, if the advanced maternal age increases your risk of requiring IVF, which increases your risk of multiple pregnancy. So that's the kind of the link there. But apart from that, no.
No, it doesn't. What about additional challenges? Do multiple pregnancies? Why is that?
Okay, so multiple pregnancies have certain risks. They've got a greater risk of certain things happening than, say, a patient who's pregnant with a singleton pregnancy. So you're more likely to deliver the babies prematurely. So the risk of preterm birth is higher with multiples. The risk of gestational diabetes is higher with multiples. The risk of preeclampsia is higher with multiples. So they take an awful lot of additional monitoring. So patients who are pregnant with particularly higher risk sets of twins and triplets and quads, they attend a dedicated multiple birth service in our hospital, as they would in many other hospitals around the country. So it's a clinic that's dedicated to looking after multiple pregnancies. Those patients will have a lot more scans during the course of the pregnancy, because that's how we monitor the well-being of the babies more than we would necessarily with singletons. We have to look out for those additional risks and complications that might arise. There's a much greater risk that you'll have a cesarean section. So about 75% of multiples in our hospital are delivered by cesarean section. And there's additional burden of, I suppose, coping from the mother, physical and emotional and mental. It's a stressful time to have a multiple pregnancy, and mums need to be looked after that little bit more when they are pregnant with multiples.
Okay, some of the listener questions on this before we go on. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Can you still get all of the pre-tests on twins that you can get with a single birth, the likes of the chromosome test?
Yes, you can.
And are you encouraged to do that if you're...
No, not necessarily. No. Again, it's the risk of an aneuploidy or a chromosomal abnormality is age-related. And, there are studies that suggest there's an increased risk of birth defects, but we wouldn't really consider that more than the age of the mum.
You wouldn't? Okay, it's not considered. This listener's wondering, would you as a medic or do medics have to treat the pregnancy differently if you're having twins? Like, for instance, would I be encouraged to take more supplements or to eat different things, or is it just treated the same as a single pregnancy?
In terms of supplements, etc., it's treated the same as a single twin, or should be treated as the same as a single twin. And supplements are really for patients who are known to have a deficiency or are thought to have a deficiency of something. But multiples are managed differently. As I said, there's a dedicated service. There's a lot more additional ultrasound scans to monitor the well-being of the babies. There's a lot more planning of the birth. Most multiples are delivered early anyway. Even if you don't go into labour by yourself, you will not get to 40 weeks with a multiple pregnancy. You'll be delivered either 38, 36, 32.
And sorry, is that because are C-sections more common, or is it just that the...
Because of twins, we deliver multiples, whether they're twins or triplets, we deliver them at earlier gestations than you normally would.
Yeah,
that's not always necessarily by cesarean section. Sometimes patients will go into labour by themselves. Sometimes they get to a point where they can be induced. But it is part of the reason why there is a much higher cesarean section rate in
multiples. When you have multiple pregnancies, yeah. And just this texter wondering, how many twin pregnancies end up in a C-section? Are they more common? Will you answer that part? But
yeah, look, when I worked in Melbourne, we used to have this saying in the twin service that 50% were born early and 50% were born by cesarean section. Being back in Ireland for over 20 years now, I think that I wouldn't be saying that to patients. I would say less than 50% are born prematurely, but more than 50% are born by cesarean section.
Okay. This listener, Shane, is expecting twins in January. It's my second pregnancy. I had a little girl back in 2024. What are the significant differences I should look out for this time around? And like that, will I be guaranteed to go early?
You will be guaranteed. Okay, so I'll rattle off some terms. So dichorionic diamniotic twins are the ones associated with least risk. Monochorionic diamniotic, monochorionic, monoamniotic are much higher risk twins. They have all the risks that we spoke about, and then they've got some inherent risks related to that type of twinning, such as twin-to-twin transfusion syndrome. So they will always be monitored more closely. They will always be delivered early. So depending on the type of twins that the patient has will dictate really the level of monitoring and the gestational age that intervention will take place for in terms of the delivery.
Okay. This listener says, if you have one set of twins, are your chances of having more twins higher in subsequent pregnancies?
No.
No, they're not.
No.
I have 2-year-old twins at the moment, and I'm actually nervous if I were to go again that I might have another set of twins.
Oh, look, there's always that possibility. I mean, if you look at it statistically, about 1 in 64 pregnancies will be twins. So it's not inconceivable that you will have 2 sets of twins, but the chances are quite remote.
Okay. I had twins 2 years ago, says this listener. I've just found out I'm pregnant again with one baby. How will my body change to adapt to this baby, and is it more likely to move around with extra space? What are the chances the baby will be breech actually at full term?
Well, that is a risk, but it's not a risk simply because you had twins in the past. It's a risk because you've had a baby in the past. And malpresentation, unstable lie are terms that we use when the baby is moving more than you would expect. By 34, 36 weeks, we expect and anticipate that a baby will be in the position it's going to remain in until it comes to delivery. But for patients who've had babies before, there's a greater likelihood that you'll have that unstable eye where it's spinning around, and it might be much later before it comes to lie in the position it's going to stay in. But from the patient's perspective, there's nothing she has to do. If she's fit and well, if she's eating healthily, if she's attending a hospital, there shouldn't be any difference. She might appreciate that she's not as heavy or doesn't feel as heavy or doesn't feel like she's carrying as big a weight because she only has one baby, but apart from that, nothing.
This listener says, it might be a stupid question, but I'm curious, with vaccines while pregnant, will one vaccine still cover both babies if you're having twins, or do you need to get a higher dose?
No, absolutely. So the vaccines,
that's a very interesting question.
It is an interesting question. The vaccines that we talk about are like whooping cough is the one that is absolutely recommended in every pregnancy. We're just about to enter this winter's flu season, so the flu vaccine. One dose of the vaccine prompts the mum to produce antibodies, which then cross the placenta and protect the baby in utero, ex utero, after birth, in breast milk. So one vaccine for all.
One vaccine for all. And finally, this listener, Shane, is wondering, can you have identical triplets? On a side note, we have twins, we have a boy and a girl, and the amount of people who ask, are they identical? is astonishing.
Yeah. Yes, you can. If that single egg splits once, you're going to have twins. If it splits again, you're going to have triplets. And that would be what are called to monochorionic triamniotic triplets, would be triplets that have come from one egg. And it's the origin of the multiple that's important. If it's from one egg, there's an identical. If it's from multiple eggs, then not only are they not identical, they may not even be the same gender.
Okay, very interesting. Shane Higgins, Professor Shane Higgins, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist at the National Maternity Hospital. Shane, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon for this week's Making Babies.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.